So let's look at some of the most challenging responses that are hard to empathize with. Of course, one of them is when people are diagnosing us, telling us what's wrong with us. When they start with, "The problem with you is that you're too sensitive," or whatever. Now, of course, then if we are going to empathically connect, we don't hear what they think about us. We go to what they might be feeling and needing behind it. I was once in a refugee camp in the Middle East. And when my interpreter announced that I was from the United States, one of the people in the refugee camp jumped to his feet and said to me, "Murderer!" 30 minutes later, he invited me to a Ramadan dinner at his house. Now, what could happen that would transform a situation where he screams at me that I'm a murderer to inviting me to a special dinner at his house? The difference occurred because I empathically connected to what was alive in him at that moment that he called me a murderer. What I said to him was, "Sir, are you feeling furious because your need for safety and support isn't being met by my government?" Now, I didn't know whether that was right or not, whether that's what was alive in him. But from the tone of voice and from some other things that I knew were going on at that moment, I guessed that that was what he might be feeling and needing. The other things that helped me guess were the fact that as I was walking into the refugee camp that day, we had to kick out of the way many empty tear gas grenades which had been fired into the camp the night before, because there had been a riot in this refugee camp. And sadly, on the side of each of these empty tear gas grenades was written, "Made in USA." So now here's a man hearing that I'm from the United States immediately calls me murderer. So my guess was that, are you angry because your need for support and safety isn't being met by my country? Now, I could have been wrong, but if I was wrong, it focuses on his feelings and needs and will help him to get clear about it. But even more than that, as I've said, it shows that I value what's alive in him. When people trust that you value what's alive in them, what they're feeling and needing at a given moment, that takes more precedence for you than whether what they're saying is right or wrong. This has a big impact on the relationship. It makes compassionate connecting much easier when people really feel that what's alive in them is what matters to you. Now, it often is not going to happen immediately that this shift occurs, and in his case, it didn't appear immediately. It happened that I guessed right this first time. He was angry, and he did have a need for a different kind of support from my country. He was a little shocked at first when I said that, but then that opened him up to say more. And this is what often happens when we empathically connect with a message that comes at us. It gets the person in touch with even more pain that they're experiencing. And when we stay connected to that, they go even deeper. So what he said back to me was, "That's right. We don't have housing. We don't have sewage. Why are you sending your weapons?" Well, now notice, by my focusing on his feelings and needs, he's coming now more from his feelings and needs than calling me a name. So I continued to try to connect with what I heard him feeling and needing by saying, "So, sir, if I'm understanding you, it's enormously painful when your basic needs for things such as sewage and housing aren't being met and you see weapons being sent." And then he said, "You're darn right. Do you know what it's like to live under these conditions?" And I stayed with his present feelings and needs by saying, "So, sir, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's very, very painful, and you really need some understanding for what it's like to live under these conditions." After this, he was able to hear me, and when I said to him, "Sir, I'm really fearful that because of this association you have with my country, that I'll not get the opportunity I came here for today. I had wanted to share some things valuable for me with you. And I wonder if you'd be willing to hear now what I have to offer." And at that point, he was. Now, as I just said, very often people need us to stay with them for a while, because if we stay with their present feelings and needs, that gets them in touch with other deeper feelings and needs that are also going on within them. And sometimes this can take quite a while before the person really feels fully understood. So a very important part of empathically connecting is to make sure we stay with the empathic connection until the other person feels fully understood. Now, how will we know that? Well, one thing gives us a clue that perhaps at this moment this person has fully received all the understanding they need. As Carl Rogers, the psychologist, has written, empathy feels real good. And so when a person receives empathy from another, not only does the person who receives it feel good, but it's highly likely that anyone observing this feels good. There's just something very special when somebody in pain receives an empathic connection from someone. So this reduction in tension may be one sign that the person has had the understanding that they need at this moment. Another clue is that the person doesn't have a rush to continue speaking. Maybe until this point, every time we reflected back what they might be feeling and needing, they said, "Yes, and," or "No," and corrected us. And now, they're not responding with this speed. That's another sign that the person might be ready for us to tell how we feel in response to what they've said. But there can be times when those two signs, that is, the person feeling relieved, there being less intensity and speed of responding, sometimes a person can be silent because they're getting up the courage to go even deeper into something that's very hard to say. So I suggest that we be very slow when somebody is in pain to shift away from their pain to our response. So what I'm inclined to do if I'm not sure is to just ask the person, "Is there more you would like me to hear before I react to what you're saying?"